Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning. We're talking about the uncertainty that goes with the political world. And we just saw Ford government get reelected with a majority government. Doug Ford, the premier of this province, ran on standing up and representing the people of Ontario and Canada as Captain Canada. I mean, that's another angle of the conversation today, how we are reacting to what's going on with President Trump and the Trump team down in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, for people that it's really bothering them, and many, that's many, many people, if it's bothering you, you have to look at yourself and be self-aware about your tolerance, your ability to tolerate anxiety and uncertainty, because we're all a bit different in that way. Yes, all of us, or most of us, I would say, are feeling uncertain. So, but research does indicate that individuals vary in their tolerance for uncertainty. So some people naturally find uncertainty more distressing due to factors like they could have had past experiences where they were blindsided by something, personality traits, or even like genetic predispositions. So the lower tolerance you have, the more difficult this is going to be for you. And it can contribute to those heightened feelings of anxiety and stress. So Miriam, you said, you know, when you're listening, you can feel that building in your body.
Yes, just rising up in my blood.
Yes. And that's a good response. It is good to know that this is something that needs to bother us. This needs to be something that people are saying, wow, this is not what we find acceptable. However, we also have to keep in mind that people voted for him. So we can say it's all about him. But as we have seen, there are many people that surround him that are also supporting this. So while, you know, the people that are not supporting tend to be quieter at this point, it's important that they become very loud in saying how they feel about this. People that actually have power, as Canadians, we have power within our country, but we don't have power over what President Trump or his group are going to do. I have seen some states in terms of standing up to J.D. Vance and not liking how he has behaved. Again, that was another blind side for many people. You know, we think we trust people. Myself, I loved J.D. Vance's book, Hillbilly Elegy. I suggested it to so many people. He talked about adverse childhood experiences. It was a great book. And then to see this behavior, it's really blindsiding. So the lower tolerance we have for managing change and distress, the more we have to limit our exposure to this. And just some people are better at it. And if you're not, you have to focus on what you can control in your life. So Miriam and Sean, how do you want to practice your life, even though this is changing things south of us and changing our economy and our politics? So what are we going to do as individuals to make our world a better place?
Yeah, the challenge for us is we're in the media, right? So we're reporting this, and it's kind of in our...
Well, we have to know.
DNA, yeah, we're reporting on this. I guess the thing that I take is why so many millions of Americans are so quiet, and they're getting the news, and there's fact checkers all the time on the news, whether it's CNBC, CNN, any of the American networks, but it doesn't seem to resonate with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody seems to be standing up to this guy, and we're only like 2 months in.
Yeah, so I think we could bring historians in who could talk about that response to this silence and this acceptance. I know even I watched just a few minutes last night of him speaking, and what I was watching, I knew what he was going to say essentially. So I was watching people's response, Elizabeth Warren shaking her head, people being quiet. You said one person you watched longer was thrown out.
Yeah, I got
so
kicked out early.
I think that's something that we've seen is that when people do stand up, they find themselves silenced.
Good conversation this morning. I wish we had more time. Dr. Julie Galthorpe, where can Mix Nation track you down?
Feel free to look us up at galthorpetherapist.com or follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.